It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is a familiar one. It's Dr. Stephen Benzinger. And Dr. Benzinger, we get a visit with you from time to time about all things going on in the wheat world. This week, a very exciting topic. You've got a couple of varieties to talk about.
Yes. Well, we have two new varieties that we're recommending for release. We expect they will be released this upcoming year and available to growers probably the following year.
So let's get right to it then. Tell us more about this first variety, what growers can expect from it.
Well, the first one is the first white wheat we've had in a long time from our program. And we're doing something a little bit differently than what we have done in the past, in that we will probably try to have it licensed to a milling and baking company so that we will know we have a market for it. The line is NW13493. It's an excellent white wheat. You know, frankly, the way we like to describe it is if it were a red wheat, it would have been released already. As a white wheat, we're just trying to make sure we have a market for it. And I think that's what's absolutely key. So that's the key part for it, but it has beautiful end use quality. It has excellent test weight. Its yield is every bit of the best wheats we have available out there right now. It's got good stem rust resistance, good leaf rust resistance, good stripe rust resistance. It's good soil-borne mosaic virus resistance. And importantly, it doesn't shatter either, or it doesn't sprout, which for white wheats is something you have to watch. And so it's just a really, really good all-around white wheat. It'll probably be used in a relatively small market, because I think that's what the company we're working with on possibly licensing it will probably want initially. It may grow larger, but we'll see. But it just appears to be a very, very good white wheat and should be available if we do all this properly licensed through a company so we know we have the market, and then it will go from there.
And then the second variety?
Well, the second variety is a really unique variety. It's NE15420. And it comes out of a Westbred cross to one of our crosses. And it's probably the prettiest irrigated wheat I've seen in a long, long time. Okay? It's, for those of you that have been around a while, it reminds me a lot of Abilene. Huge head, short stature, very, very good straw strength. And it's looks just ideally suited for an irrigated production. Now, it is a bit of a racehorse wheat, so it does do well, very well under irrigation, but it's not necessarily that good under dry land. So we don't recommend people trying this for a dry land wheat. We've got lots of data on dry land, and we think that there's other wheats that will do better than that. Some of our newer releases like Ruth and then the collaborative release with Lima Grain Valiant are both excellent dry land wheats, as our course would be Rubidoux, and if they're in the East, Siege. But the 15420 is a very pretty wheat, good standability, not as good as Wesley, but still very good for the irrigated wheat market. Not too tall. You're not going to have as much trouble, we think, with straw. Huge heads. Pretty good disease-resistant package. It is resistant to stem rust. It is moderately susceptible to leaf rust and yellow rust. And it is resistant to soil-borne mosaic virus, so you generally don't see that under our irrigated acres. It's got a little bit lighter in test weight, but not badly. And I think if it's grown properly, it'll easily get to 60 pounds. Its end-use quality is totally acceptable. It's a good hard red winter wheat, and it is a red. And then one of the things is some growers are a little bit concerned about growing bronze chaff wheats like Wesley. This would be a bright chaff wheat. So it's just a beautiful wheat that seems to do extremely well under irrigation. The grower that produced it this year for us for our foundation seed, it went 113 bushels per acre on his farm. And that's with probably 15 to 17 acres. So it's a real test.
All right. Let's go over again when growers can expect to see the release of these varieties, and also just what are some of the, in a nutshell, most exciting things about the release of these varieties for growers as they consider their future crops?
Well, what I would say is that, you know, right now we've produced enough seed that they can be marketed. If the license agreement goes through with the milling and baking company, they will probably be needing seed this year to begin their initial contracts. And so I would expect that one will probably be in the marketplace this September. That's my hope, because they need to plant in September for the area. They're looking mainly at western Nebraska, which would be where the drier areas. And they're looking, my understanding, mainly for organic production. The 15-420, I think what will probably happen is that we'll produce the foundation seed this year. I'm not sure, you know, we actually have enough that we could release it to the growers. I'm just not sure we have all of our paperwork in place. But I would say for sure next year it will be broadly available for seed producers, and there may be some of the seed that would be downgraded to certified so that we can begin to let the growers take a look at it.
Thanks so much, Dr. Stephen Benzinger, our guest this week with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.